Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 50 for Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market posted solid gains on Tuesday, seeing a corrective bounce after last week's sharp losses. Canola was up by $5 to nearly $8, the November contract up $7.80 at $462.30 per ton. Gains in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support, while talk of fresh export business contributed to the gains. Harvest delaying rains in parts of western Canada over the weekend were also supportive. A lack of significant farmer selling was noted as well, as declining cash prices discouraged some country movement. But on the other side, a firm tone in the Canadian dollar did temper the advances. The general technical downtrend also remains in place. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, with some of the biggest gains in beans. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report on Friday, and positioning ahead of that report was a feature in all three commodities. Soybeans ended up 10 to 13 cents, the November contract up 12 at $8.78 per bushel. After posting large losses last week, soybeans were due for a correction of their own, especially as weather conditions remain questionable across many parts of the Midwest, and traders are expecting downgrades in the weekly quality ratings. Activity in the outside financial markets was also supportive for beans today, although persistent concerns over declining Chinese demand did keep a lid on the rally to some extent. Corn was up 2 to 5 cents, the December contract up 5 at $3.68 per bushel, as it bounced off last week's lows. Weather concerns were supportive for corn, although prices held range-bound overall. For wheat, prices were steady to up 7 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 7 at $4.75 per bushel. After hitting their lowest levels in 5 years last week, speculative short covering and some end-user bargain hunting provided support for wheat today. But on the other side, relatively favorable winter wheat seeding conditions in the U.S. and improving production prospects out of Australia did limit the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 8th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.